From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1008th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Friends and I were sitting in a dim cafe last night when a couple came around that we recognized on sight. When we got to talking, while the waiter brought the bill, we found she'd been in love with me and Fred
and Joe
and Bill.
I told him that 3 months ago she promised me her heart. Bill said he knew she loved him too, she really played it smart. Joe thought he had the inside track, Fred guessed he loved her still. But someone took the place of me and Fred
and Joe
and Bill.
The new guy she was dating was another friend of ours. We wondered just how much he'd spend on candy cake and flour. But we knew we couldn't warn him that she had him for a kill. And soon he'd be alone with me and Fred
and Joe
and Bill.
She must have had a lot of fun there in that dim cafe, for she played up to each of us and now she had a way.
And it was plain which way he'd go when she had had her fill.
Old Ray would be right there with me and Fred
and Joe
and Bill.
Poor old Ray.
Thank you. Thank you just a whole lot and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Things are really jumping around here tonight and we've got a lot of great entertainers on hand, and here's Grant Turner to tell you about them.
Well, Porter, first off, there's Cousin Minnie Pearl and that very popular singing group, the Jordanaires.
And my good friend Chet Atkins, Miss Dale Wood and her fancy piano.
Yeah, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers.
And last, but by no means least, our special guest for this evening, Justin Tubbs. Now, Justin will be out here in just a few minutes to sing one of his great songs, but right now it's time that we heard from the Jordanaires as they give us one of their great spirituals that's based on a verse from the Bible. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Run by faith,
oh glory.
Little wheel run by the grace of God. Just wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
Oh, some go to church for to sing and shout,
way in the middle of the air.
Before 6 months they're all turned out,
way in the middle of the air.
Well, if religion was a thing that money could buy,
way in the middle of the air.
While the rich would live and the poor would die,
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel
turning
way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel,
oh my lordy,
way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith, the little wheel run by the grace of God. Just wheel in a wheel,
oh my lordy,
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith, the little wheel run by the grace of God. 'Tis a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the air.
The middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Run by faith,
little wheel run by the grace of God. Tis a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. Tis a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air.
Your Jordan Stoker ran all the Jordanaires with Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. Thank you, Jordanaires. That is fine. Now, it's guest time, and our guest this evening is a boy who's been around the Opry for a long, long time. He's a great crowd pleaser and a fine entertainer, so let's really get together and make him feel right at home. Here he is, Justin Tubbs. Yeah. Justin, it's always a pleasure to have you with us in the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Porter. It's always nice to be here.
By the way, you've been gone for about 10 or 12 weeks. Where all have you been, man?
I sure have. We've been out in the western part of the country. In fact, we made, I think, every state west except Oklahoma and California.
West of the Mississippi.
Right. We made them all.
That's covering the territory. And besides that, making some new phonograph records kind of in between times. So how about doing this brand new one, and I think one of your best ones, called Mine is a Lonely Life. Monday being Groundhog Day, what do you reckon will happen? Will it be more winter, or will spring just start right then?
Why not ask me something easy, Porter?
Well, like what, for instance?
Oh, well, how a pipe-smoking man can get a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time.
Now, there's nothing doing. The answer is too easy. All he has to do is load up with that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. PA is always fresh. It's crimp cut, so it burns even and slow.
Yes, and Prince Albert gives a smoking man the kind of smoke he wants every time. The natural flavor of the fine tobacco is locked in by the special PA process. And Prince Albert is a favorite with making men, too. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow.
So, pipe smoker or making man, if it's smoking satisfaction and comfort you want, try cool-burning, tasty Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson. He's fiddling Ralph Sloan, the Tennessee Travelers, to do a little fast-stepping to the old-timer Tennessee Wagoner.
Party home. Rich Bye, and go home, y'all. We'll have a little ride there. Turn this past night. Later on, ladies, you know, so later on, gentlemen, don't go to hell.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, Square Dancers, and Grant Turner, thanks to you, too, because you was right out there in the middle having yourself a time.
Sure was, Porter. And speaking of time, well, it's him time now on the show, so let's have one of those fine ones that you do so well.
Thank you very much, Grant. You know, the other day I heard a little old lady talking about living, and she said that the secret of happiness was a very simple one. Just live so that you wouldn't be ashamed if the good Lord came walking into your house just like any of your neighbors. Here's our song, If Jesus Came to Your House.
What would you do? What would you do? If Jesus came to spend some time with you.
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or sigh with great relief when finally he'd gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now it's time that we heard from another of my good friends and one of the opera's great featured entertainers. And he's going to play a tune that's from down New Orleans way, Chet Atkins and the Muscat Ramble. Chet? Thank you, Chet. Thanks a lot. And boys, that's the whole Dixieland band all rolled up into one man. And speaking of men, it's time that I introduce one of our girl entertainers on the show. So here she is, the gal who wants to make her wedding cake her favorite dessert, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I've had an awful hard day today. I brung my brother in here to town today to get him a pair of shoes, and I never bring him to town. I don't think about what happened to him that first time that I brung him to town, you know, and all the fellas run from him, and one fella point his finger at brother and says, "What's the matter with that boy? He's got spots all over his face. Has he got the smallpox?" I said, "Lord, no, brother ain't got the smallpox. We just been trying to learn him to eat with a fork." Brother's aim always has been bad. I remember one time he aimed at a squirrel up in the top of a tree and killed a sow and five pigs on the ground. But we got him a pair of shoes. Of course, we had to plait his toes to get his feet in the shoes. Every one of us got big feet in our family. I have to back up to the door if we aim to knock on it. But Mammy, she had to go over to Council's Bend. That's right over close to Grinder Switch. She had to go over there today. My cousin, Loney, over there, she's had another young'un. Mammy has to go over there every year about this time. I declare that, you know, Loney, cousin Loney, and Zeke, her husband, they've had so many young'uns that Loney has done run out of names to call Zeke. But, we had a nice time yesterday, brother brung his friend, Handsome Peabody, he's brother's best friend. He brung him home for dinner yesterday, and we had an awful pleasant time. I like for brother to bring Handsome home with him. Handsome and brother, you know, come to think of it, they're good friends, and they look a whole lot like one another. Only brother looks more like himself than Handsome does. And then they wear the hair different, too. Brother kind of wears his hair down in a bang, and Handsome wears his up in a Commodore. But I always love for Handsome to come over and see us, because he's got such nice manners. Oh, I wish y'all could see that boy eat. It's a pleasure to see him eat. Now, you know what he does? He holds his little finger out just as dainty when he gets ready to pick up his knife to eat. And when he gets ready to blow his coffee in the saucer, he don't blow it. He fans it with his hat. It looks good. It really does. I enjoy watching him. It's nice, you know, and it adds a kind of a touch to the place. And then him and brother, they've done went in the bee business together. Brother said he ain't learned much about the bee business, but he's learned a whole lot about the business end of the bee. Brother, to not ever go to school very much is awful smart, boy. I declare, you know, I never will forget the last time the teacher over at Grinder Switch tried to get brother to go back to school, you know. He done went to school several times till he got to have to sit sideways, side saddle in the third grade seats. But, you know, they wanted brother to go back to school, and Mammy said she couldn't make a grown boy like that go back to school. And the teacher says, "Well, if you ain't going to get him to go back to school, why don't you get him an encyclopedia?" Mammy said, "No, if that boy goes to school at all, he's gonna walk just like everybody else." Bye now, see you next week.
Say, Minnie, are you and Hezzy getting along all right now?
Well, just the same as always, Porter. Every time I mention matrimony, he just sits there, grinning like a clown and a smoking his pipe.
Well, now, you can't be too hard on Hezzy. He smokes Prince Albert, and when a man is smoking Prince Albert, he's kind of out of this world. With PA, a smoking man gets a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time. Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut, too. And it tastes just right because the special PA locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. And making men like PA, too, it rolls easy and stays put. So pipe smoker or making man, for smoking comfort and satisfaction, load up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. It
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now it's guest time once more, so without another word, here's this evening's guest, one of my very good friends and a great artist, Justin Tubb, with another of his fine songs called Almost Lonely.
Well, I gave you enough rope to hang. You took off like Buster's gang. You found yourself somebody new, counting on me being blue. Well, I'll admit it hurt right smart. You come pretty close to breaking my heart. I'm crying in one eye over you, but the other one's looking for someone new. Almost lonely, just about blue. I'm pretty near broken up, it's true. I just about can't go to sleep at night. You just about kill me, baby, but not quite. Your pretty smile, but I miss 9 inches as good as a mile. I almost long to hold you near, almost but not quite, my dear. My blue skies almost turn to gray. The sun just about went out to stay. I almost couldn't get over you, 'cause I almost didn't find someone new. Almost lonely, just about blue. I'm pretty near broken up, it's true. I almost can't go to sleep at night. It just about kill me, baby, but not quite. But not quite. But not quite.
Thank you, Justin, and you'll never be lonely, good buddy, as long as you can sing like that. No, sir. Now it's time that we heard from another featured performer and a great favorite with the folks in our opera audience, Miss Del Wood at the piano with Whirl Away. Thanks a lot. That was really fine.
Yes, sirree, Porter. But now, if you've got just a minute, there's a question or two I'd like to ask you.
Well, go right ahead, Grant.
Well, I understand you got quite a tour lined up, Porter. Would you mind telling us about it?
Grant, I'd be happy to. We're going up into the north part of the country, up into Canada and Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and up through Wisconsin, just about all points north.
Oh, boy, that sounds like a lot of traveling, Porter. Now, I also know that you got a new record out on the RCA Victor label, so I think it's time to let the folks hear it. Here he is, folks, Porter Wagoner with one of his new ones, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
Love left behind is forgotten, as a new way of life fills your mind.
You left me and went to the city.
in the city must have taken my place with you. Out of sight, out of mind, that's the story. As old as the pages of time. Love left behind is forgotten. As a new way of life fills your mind.
The same stars that shine down upon me may be shining on you somewhere tonight. Unless the bright lights of the city have blotted their luster from your sight.
Out of sight, out of mind, that's the story. As old as the pages of time. Love left behind is forgotten. As a new way of life fills your mind.
That kind of puts the stopper in the jug, at least for tonight, neighbors. But believe me, we've had a wonderful time here at Grand Ole Opry. And all of our guest stars, our special guest, Justin Tubbs, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chester Atkins, and the entire gang. And so until next week, when Hank Snow will be the big boss and he'll have Carl Butler along as his guest. Till then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks. A whole lot for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette, have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA.
The latest cigarette figures are in, and Camel wins again. For the 10th straight year, Camel outsells every other cigarette, every filter, king size, and regular. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for flavor and mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.